Walk 97.5 has teamed up with PC Richard & Son to highlight local businesses that need your support. Steve Gentile from Adventureland in Farmingdale.
Good to talk to you, Stephen. Excited to get out there. Excited for things to be open. Excited to be running with the wind going through my hair on front of that rattlesnake coaster. I'm ready.
Well, we have to bring your personality over here. We will open to the public on Saturday, April 10th. And I can't tell you how much everybody is super excited.
You've been waiting all this time and you're like, finally, it feels like everything has kind of fallen into place and we can do the things that made us happy again.
You're right. And it's nice because they're all trying to answer the phones because now that these phones are really starting to ring. So we're getting to answer the phones and we get to feel the energy on the other side of the phone. And it just, it's wonderful. The public, Long Island, was there for us during the pandemic when we were closed with the movies and the concerts that we were doing.
Yeah.
And we were there for them to give back, give everybody an outlet. And I really feel that Adventureland and Long Island were there for each other.
I'm excited about all the new stuff that you guys put in place, too, that was ready for 2020, that you got tuned up last year, the new attractions and the different way. Like you said, I mean, a benefit has been learned now from the different ways that we had to innovate over the last year.
We did. Last year we were going to have a sports tower.
Right.
We replaced our balloon tower, and now we have a double the height. So now we're going to have a 60-foot sports tower coming into the park. It's wonderfully themed with all different tennis balls, soccer balls, all on it. And you get a beautiful aerial view to see the Adventureland. You see the surrounding areas of Farmingdale. We have new arcade games coming into the park. Pearl Fishery is coming in. Connect Four Basketball is coming in. And then we're also going to have, for the first time in about 30 years at Adventureland, 25, 30 years, is that we're bringing back beer, wine, and seltzers.
Yes!
Tony's Tavern is going to make his debut.
And Anna just stood straight up. You should have seen it.
Yeah, I was like, what? When does that start?
Yeah. So,
Steve, you know, Adventureland, if you've never been there, really does give off a family community feel. You still have all your family working there with you?
Yes. My brother is here with me. My kids are here with me, my three kids, my brother-in-law, my cousin, another cousin. We have staff here that's been with us for 15, 20, 25 years. They're all here still, and you can't get any more family-oriented than what we have here.
I can't wait to bring my girls. All right, Steve, we do this thing called the speed round. It's ridiculous questions. There's no right or wrong answer. We're going to fire them at you really fast. You ready to go?
Try it. Let's try it.
Steve, does Adventureland have a secret menu where I can order a cotton candy churro fried dough hybrid?
No.
Okay. I'll just have to buy them separately and then slam them all together.
That's it.
Steve, what do you do when adults want to go on the kitty carousel?
Panic. They can't fit on the kitty carousel.
Has anyone ever stolen one of those antique cars?
Yes and no. They did not try to steal it, but they did run it off the track.
Oh, man.
Has a mom or dad ever gotten sick when their kid was spinning the teacups too hard like crazy?
Yes, and it got on themselves and the teacup next door to them.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Man.
Is the Mystery Mansion actually haunted? Just be honest.
Scale of 1 to 10, 7.
Oh.
How many of you had to be pulled off the sports tower in tears during testing this offseason?
Believe it or not, I think I was the only one that that rode on it, me and my kids, and it was no tears. It was a beautiful ride.
All right. Well, Steve, we can't wait to get out there. Adventureland is open coming up on April 10th to the public. If you want all the information, you can head to their website, adventureland.us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Raven. And Walk Radio, thank you, everybody, for all your support.